Last week we started the studio Daf Samachem and Aleph. We left off in the middle. We'll have to continue Talmud Beis. What we learned was the following. The first Mishnah increases. Let's start off the Lamed Vav Krisus Amurit Bater, which are the 36 Averis from which one Chayv Kores. If one violates it, amazing. And therefore, if one violates it, Vishayeg, there would be Chayv Chatos, and you would be Chayv all 36 Chatos. For each Averi, one is Chayv a separate Chatos. So the Mishnah lists off. Then the Mishnah said, there's a Mishnah there increases. The first Mishnah said, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the other Chachamim, where the Megadef es Hashem is Chayv Chatos. Rabbi Akiva says, Megadef, number one, when the Pasuk says in Chumash, es Hashem hu Megadef in Nichrusto, where is that Pasuk in Shlach? Es Hashem hu Megadef in Nichrusto means that a Megadef es Hashem is Chayv Kores. That's what it means. It doesn't mean Ovid Avod Ezor. Es Hashem and Megad, it doesn't go to Ovid Avod Ezor. It goes on what we call Mekalol Es Hashem, Megad Efes Hashem. And number two, Megad Efes Hashem, B'Shegeg, is Chayv Chatos. And the Chachamim disagree, masking that Es Hashem and Megad Efes Nichristo, that there is an Einish Kores, but since it's Ein Bo Maiseh, so therefore, one is not Chayv Chatos. Fine. So now the Gemara, and we pass like the Chachamim, then Megadif is not Chayv Chatos. Period. But the Shaila is Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, and Megadif is Chayv Chatos. What does that mean? Rabbi Akiva denies the need for a Yesh Bo Maisa in order to be Chayv Chatos. That's how Rabbi Yechanan says. Rabbi Akiva holds that even Ein Bo Maisa is also Chayv Chatos. And Rish Lakish disagrees and he says, no, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds Megadif is Chayv Chatos, you at least require Maisa Zuta. You don't require Maisa Rabbi, at least you need a little Maisa Zuta. And the Megadif is Hashem, you have Akimas Tosan Havi Mais. Since he does the Gid of Hashem, he does the Chirat of Gid of Baidei Dibur, so the Gemara says, Nehid the Laboy Rabbi Akiva Mais, Rabbi Mais is Zutet Boy. Then the Gemara says, Megadif, what's the Mais is Zutet? The Gemara says, Akimas Tosan Havi Mais. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues to quote a Tosefta Perek Yud in Sanhedrin, right in the back of the Gemara. Tosefta Perek Yud in Sanhedrin says, one is only Chayav. In order to be chayev chatos, in order to oivid avid izor b'meizid b'hasro is chayev misa. So one can be chayev misa for dibur. It says, let's say he says in front of the avid izor eliyato. So that's oivid avid izor. Like the Yisrael said, eil alahech yisrael shalucham eretz mitzrayim. So one ends up in the pasuk. One says eliyato in front of the avid izor. It's chayev misa. I say in bo maisa, it's only dibur. There's no requirement for yesh bo maisa in order to be chayev misa. You only need Yesh Bo Maisa for Chatos and you need Yesh Bo Maisa for Malkus, and we're going to see in a minute it's not necessarily identical. The Ramban Muhammad says that the definition of Yesh Bo Maisa for Chatos and Yesh Bo Maisa for Malkus are not the same. But when it gets to Misa, there's no need Bechlal for Yesh Bo Maisa. So the Brisa says, this Tosefta says in Perek Yud, one is Ovid Ovid is Ovid Meizid and Be'ed and Masra is Chayv Misa Kidarka and Shalom Kidarka, and it says Eliyata is Chayv Misa. But then it says in the Tosefta to be Pavol in your carbon, but then again to be Chayv carbon. So it says what's quoted here in the Gemara, Avol in your carbon, ain't a Chayv Allah Dom Shiesh Bo Maisa Kigon Zibo Kid and Nisal Hishtachvoya. You have to have a Maisa. So the Tosefta mentions Hishtachvoya. So the Gemara raised the question, Hishtachvoya, is that considered Yesh Bo Maisa or Ein Bo Maisa? So Rabbi Yechanan says, of course it's Yesh Bo Maisa. What's the shame? Of course it's Yesh Bo Maisa. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is, in the first Mishnah increases, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that in order to be Chayv Chatos, you don't need Yesh Bo Maisa. So this Tosefta in our Mesichas Sanhedrin Perek Yud, that says, Avo ben Yekor ben Eino Kein, that ben Eget the Korb, you need Yesh Bo Maisa. That's against Rabbi Akiva. That's the Shitas Chachamim, that you need Yesh Bo Maisa. And then the Tosefta says, Kigon, Ein HaChayev Chatos, El Adob Sheyesh Bo Maisa, Kigon Zibur, Kitan, Nisoch Hishtachvo. So obviously, Hishtachvo is Yesh Bo Maisa. Afila Aliba de Rabbanon. Where's the Maisa? Of course, Maisa, Hishtachvo, he's bowing down. That's the HaMaisa. And then Rish Lakish denies that. He says, no. He thinks that this Tosefta is only Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Iber Rabbi Akiva holds, in order to be Chayev Chatos, you don't need a Maisa. So Rish Lakish says, not true. Rabbi Akiva also requires Yesh Bo Maisa. He holds that Maisa Zuta is enough. You don't need Maisa Rabbi, Maisa Zuta is enough. And what Maisa Zuta do you have in Megadev? Hakimas Vasayim is a Maisa Zuta. And here there's also a Hashtach Voyah. Amar Rish Lakish, Mantan Hashtach Voyah, Rabbi Akiva. There will not be the Maisa need only the Maaseh Rabba, Maaseh Zuta is enough. So why is Yishtachva Maaseh Zuta? We pass on like Rabbi Yechon. Yishtachva, Yesh Bo Maaseh. What's the problem? Dibur is Eimo Maaseh. Whenever you talk about a lav she'eim bo Maaseh, so you say Dibur is Eimo Maaseh. He's just talking. But when you, a person bows down in front of an Avodah Zarah, of course he Yesh Bo Maaseh. We pass on like Rabbi Yechon. Yishtachva is Yesh Bo Maaseh. How does Resh Lakish translate? How does Resh Lakish define Yesh Bo Maaseh? So apparently, the Pashup Shad Resh Lakish holds that Maaseh means when you do something to something else. When I just fold over my body, I wave my arms and I fold over my body and I bow down, I'm just doing with my body, I'm not doing with some other object. So that's by definition, he holds it, that's not called Maaseh. When I speak, why is it Eimo Maaseh? Not because we divide all human activities into three categories, Machshava, Dibur, Maaseh. And Dibur is not the same as Maaseh, like Machshava is not the same as Maaseh. No, that's what Rabbi Yechonon holds. Resh Lakish says, no, Dibur is also Yesh Bo Maaseh, but it's a lower level of Maaseh. And the higher level of Maaseh would be if you do a Maaseh to some object. I take a stick, let's say Zibuach. I take a knife and I shech the behemah in front of the Avodah Zarah. Haktar, I burn something in front of the Avodah Zarah. Nisach, I'm pouring wine for the Avodah Zarah. So then I did a pu'ula to some outside object. But Hishtachva, just bow down myself, I fold over my body. And I'm not doing a pu'ula to some other thing. That's equivalent to Resh Lakish also. Hishtachva is the equivalent of Dibur. That he's doing a maaseh just begufo without some kli, without using any object, any outside object. So Resh Lakish holds that Tosefta in Sanhedrin that says ein achayiv chatas elo davar sheyesh bo maaseh is the original statement is bein l'Rabbi Akiva bein l'Rabban. Rabbi Akiva in the opening Mishnah Kriyas also requires yesh bo maaseh in order to be chayiv chatas. I adopted that megadif is chayiv chatas. You hold Megadif is a Maaseh Zuta. And this Tosefta that continues to say, Kigong, what are the examples of Yesh Bo Maaseh that Yechayiv Chatas Guach, Kif and Nisach Yishtachva? That's Aliba de Resh, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Aliba de Rabban and Yishtachva is Ein Bo Maaseh. Because it's only a Maaseh Zuta, it's not a Maaseh Rab. That's how the Gemara puts it together. And then towards the bottom of the Yomud, the Gemara raises a question. The Rabbi Yechonon, the last three lines, Rabbi Yechonon holds that when the Tosefta and Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yechonon learned the Poshup Shat in the opening Mishnah increases, that the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Hachamim by Megadif, whether Yechayiv Chatas or not, they both agree Megadif is Chayiv Koris, the Mezid, and the argument whether Megadif is Shogeg is Chayiv Chatas is whether you need Yesh Bo Maaseh, you don't need Yesh Bo Maaseh to be Chayiv Chatas. Rabbi Akiva denies the whole cloud, not that he holds it's enough with that Maaseh Zuta. He denies the whole cloud, you don't need Yesh Bo Maaseh. So, Memele Rabbi Yechonon holds that this Tosefta in Sanhedrin, that says to be Chayiv, Mitzvah Mitam Avir Avir Zohar, even on your Eliyato, Ein Bo Maaseh, is Chayiv Misa, because you don't need Yesh Bo Maaseh for Misa. But in the Avil, in your Korban, Ein Okein, in your Chayiv Korban, Al Davish, Yesh Bo Maaseh, yeah. So that statement is the like Rabbi Akiva. So when it continues to say Hishtachvoy, it means Hishtachvoy is a Yesh Bo Maaseh Aliba de Rabbanon. Hishtachvoy is a Maaseh Aliba de Rabbanon. So Freg de Gemara, the Rabbi Yechonon, how does Rabbi Yechonon understand the difference between Hishtachvoy and Megadev? Resh Lakish equates the two. Resh Lakish says Megadev is a Maaseh Zuta, not a Maaseh Rabba. And Hishtachvoy is a Maaseh Zuta, not a Maaseh Rabba. It means a Maaseh where I'm not using any outside object. The whole mice is done by goofy. Ishtachva, I bow down. And Dibur, I move my lips. So in both cases, it's a mice zuta. I'm not using an outside thing. And that's a mach. And Resh Lakish, that is the nekudas hamachlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabban. But Rabbi Yechonon says, not true. The Rabbi Akiva denies the whole clout. You don't need Yesh Bo Maaseh. And Dibur, Megadif is called Ein Bo Maaseh at all. It's not even a mice zuta. And Ishtachva is a bona fide mice, Aliba de Rabban. So Frek de Gemara, how does he explain that? How does he understand that? So the answer, we know the answer. The answer is Pashut. But until the Gemara is going to come to the end, the answer is Pashut. We divide all human activities into three categories, Machshava, Dibur, and Maaseh. And Dibur is not the same as Maaseh. Dibur is not. Dibur is something different from Maaseh. But that's the Gemara's kasha in the beginning. Freg the Gemara, Rabbi Yechonon, how does he split between these two, which Resh Lakish equated? Resh Lakish made an equation between Megadev, Vakima, Svasayim, and Ishtachvoya, that in both cases, you're doing a Maaseh beguf adam without using any outside kli, any outside object. Maishna the kfifus kamasla rabban havi Maaseh, kimasvasa lo havi Maaseh. How does he break down Resh Lakish's equation? Why is there a difference between the two? The Gemara is going to finally answer that Machshava Dibur Maaseh. The Dibur is not the same as Maaseh Veispendach. But till the Gemara comes to that conclusion, so they first give a different suggestion. So first the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shaini Megadeh. The Chachamim in the first Mishnah priests disagree with Rabbi Akiva by Megadeh. Why? Because it's Eibo Maaseh. So they hold that the Avera, this is how the Chidushi Haran, Rashi over here is a little difficult, and Taisus also is not so happy with the Rashi. So the Chidush Aran picks up on the Taisus and he polishes it up like this. The Gemara says, in the famous Gemara at the end of the first Perek in Kedushin, that by Yisrael, Machshav Arah, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for Lamaisah. By Yisrael, Machshav Arah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for Lamaisah. By Yisrael, there is sometimes Machshav Arah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, adjust on the Machshav Arah, that Machshav is Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Chidush Aran quotes that Gemara Kedushin with that pasuk. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, even if a person has Hehuri Avodah Zarah b'machshavtoi, that itself constitutes the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Even if Lo Yeluch Alehim Acherim Al Panai is violated by thinking a person thinks Beliboy, that there's more than one Elohim, so that itself is the violation of the Avera of Avodah Zarah, even before he starts to be Mishtachvim, before he says Eliyata and everything else. The Machshevus Avodah Zarah is already a violation of Avodah Zarah. So the Chidush Aran interprets in the last line on Samachem and Aleph, Shaini Megadeth, all the Yeshta Malay Megadeth is also a branch of Avodah Zarah. Megadeth is not exactly a branch. If a person does Avodah Zarah, Megadeth, Behel, Mechad, is Chayv Shtei Chatois, according to Rabbi Akiva. According to the Chachamim, Megadeth is not Chayv Chatois at all. Because they Mamai, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Megadeth is Chayv Chatois, that's listed as two different Averas. That you Chayv all 36 Chatois, one for Megadeth, and one for Avodah Zarah, and one for Moilach. That's how the Gemara said, Moilach Lab Avodah Zarah, because the Mishnah list of Moilach and Avodah Zarah, two separate things. You see, it's not the a repeat of the same aver. So Megadeth is one aver, Avodah Zarah is another aver, Melech is the third aver. So it's slightly different. But basically, it's a branch of the din of Avodah Zarah. So the Chidush Aran assumes that just like the Gemara said in Kiddush, Leman Tfos is B'nai Yisrael B'libom, the Pasuk says, V'roi V'Avodah Zarah B'liboy, that's the full aver. Bezen is not going to give an Einish Misa for a Hirhuri aver, but Koris, Bezen Shalmaila can give Koris for that. So you're talking over here, why did the Chachamim hold that Megadeth is not Chayiv Chatos? So they say Ein Bo Maaseh. Why is it Ein Bo Maaseh? But Rish Lakish made an equation between Hishtachvoy and Dibur. So first the Gemara's final answer is going to be no, Machshava Dibur Maaseh, that Dibur is not called Maaseh. The first the Gemara thought Rish Lakish's equation is correct. But they say no, a different word. Just like Avodah Zarah B'Lev constitutes the Avera with respect to Koreh, so Megadeth B'Lev also constitutes the Avera. So even, and believe is avadei mamaisa, and aver b'machshove, that you're not chayv chatos for. That for sure you're not chayv chatos for. So even if the person is megadif b'peh, he didn't have to have been megadif b'peh. If he would have been megadif b'machshavta, he would have also been chayv koros. The Bezim Shalmata wouldn't give an oynish misa for megadif b'leiv, but the Bezim Shalmata could give an oynish koros for megadif b'leiv. Matfos is b'nei so believe. So that's what the Gemara answered. Shaini megadif the chachomim the Rebbe Akiva hold. That according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Hishtachvoya is called Yeshbo Maise and Yechayv Chatos. And Dibur is Einbo Maise? No, Dibur is also Yeshbo Maise. Dibur is the Zelba Maise like Hishtachvoya is Yeshbo Maise. But Shaini Megadev is a different story because Megadev Belev is like Avodah Zarah Belev. So it's really Lomal of Lomar. Whether he does the Dibur, he doesn't do the Dibur. The Zelba Masavere. So that's why the Mishnah quotes the Chachamim Rabbi Akiva that that's called Einbo Maise. Craig the Gemara, but that special explanation that you, Robert, just gave, that only applies to Megadev. There are many other averas that a person can violate B'dibur, and we have a brisa that says that all averas done B'dibur are called Ein Bo Maaseh and Yinat Chayiv Chatos. That this Torah is Koyhan. Mosi Rab Zeira on the top line of Samachim Beis. So Rashi and Taisus explain. This Torah is Koyhan and this brisa is discussing exactly who is Chayiv Chatos. Chayiv Chatos is for a person who does an Aver B'Shogeg. Which Aver? He ate Chazer B'Shogeg. He spoke Lashon Hara B'Shogeg. What did he do B'Shogeg? He gambled B'Shogeg. So it says no. Only an Aver HaChamura. So how Chomer is it? So let's say he did an Avera b'shogig, which if he would have done it amazing, he would have been chayiv nisa. He does it b'shogig. So the Gemara had a the Torah's Kohanim, the Sifra, the Brice and the Sifra, had a havamina that anything that's zdono misa is shigigosar chatos. Till the Torah's Kohanim, the Sifra finally comes to the maskana that that is not correct. That you have people who, if they do the Avera b'mezid, there's misa. If they do it b'mezid b'li haswa, there's no chorus. The kalal of the imoy, there's no chorus. What else? Maki of the imoy, there's misa and there's no chorus. You have cases where there's misa, there's no chorus. You have cases where there's chorus and there's no misa. Boalachoso, there's chorus and there's no misa. Let's say, Echachel of Adam, one eats chomis b'pesach, eat on Yom Kippur, Amaloch on Yom Kippur, all these averes. There's an einish chorus, b'mezid, but there's never any misa, there's only malchus. So we don't have any rule. We don't have any rule about the relationship between Misa and Koris. Sometimes you have Misa, there's no Koris. Sometimes you have Koris and there's no Misa. So the Torah's Kohanim had a Havamina. We mentioned, I think, 2 weeks ago, that Rashi, in a few places in Shas, writes that such a statement, cultures don't know Misa, Shigigos HaChatos. So the Achrenim point out that that's not accurate. That's not fully correct. That was the Havamina of the Torah's Kohanim. Al-Maskan is not true. The rule is kosher zdona koris. Is shigos hachatos, not kosher zdona misa shigos hachatos. But now we're working with the havamina. So the havamina was that edim zaymimim. Havamina was a whole list of people. Who is it? Edim zaymimim. Mikalal Tosis quotes it. Mikalal lovi v'ima meisin semidich v'novi hasheker. The Tosis hoil hoil v'yeshnam v'kov. So they quote the full havamina. All of these people. And Adam Zanimim, all these people get Misa, but you don't have any pasuk anywhere in Chumash at the Chayiv Koris. If they do the Mezid, the Avera, you don't have a pasuk at the Chayiv Koris. Ovid Ovid is Zoris Koris, but not Mesis and Mediach. Mesis and Mediach is Misa, but there's no Koris. So the Torah's Kohanim had a Havamina, maybe all of it, and same thing, Maka Ovid V'imoy, also was a Havamina in the Torah's Kohanim. So first the Torah's Kohanim chisels off one at a time. So it says a whole lump, a whole bunch altogether. Maybe all of these people, Eidim Zemimim, Mikalalov, V'ima, Mesis, Mediach, Novi, Asheka, these five, since if they do the Aver, the Mesid, there's Misa, maybe if they'll do it, B'shoigig, there should be a Chiyav Chatos. So Talmud Leimar, no, that you have to have Yeshma Maisa. In order to be Chayav Chatos, you have to have Yeshma Maisa. So knocks off all five. But then maybe Maka Ovivim is the Yeshma Meister. He beats up his parents. Maka Ovivim is Yeshma Meister. And Zdono Misos. And maybe it should be Shikigos Achato. So the Torah's Kohanim quotes, no, Hapasik, no. It doesn't depend on Zdono Misos. It depends on Zdono Koris. So that's how we knocked off even Maka Ovivim. But before you get to that, Havamina, the first Havamina was to knock off all of these. First Havamina was culture Zdono Misos. And all of these people are Zdona Misa. Mikalalo Vivima, Mesis Mediach, Novi Ashek, Redim Zemimim, all five. So with one Yalfusa, the Torah's Kohanim knocks them all off because it's Tembo Mais. So Freg the Gemara, but you just said now, Liba the Rabbi Yochanan, we just said now, Reish Lakish made an equation. Reish Lakish holds that Hishtachavoya is the same as Amira. Ishtachvoy is the same as Megadev. So, well, what's the status? That it's a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Kiva holds that a Maisa Zuta is enough to be Chayiv Chatos. And the Chacham holds that you need a Maisa Rab. Why is it a Maisa Zuta? Because he doesn't do a Maisa with any outside object. He just does Begufo. And that's the same Ishtachvoy. And Megadev are the same. They just do a Maisa Begufo without any outside object. So the Gemara thought so far that Rabbi Yochanan is masking with the equation of Reish Lakish, but Rabbi Yochanan holds that they're both considered Yeshba Maisa. Ishtachvoya is Yeshba Maisa, he doesn't distinguish Maisa. Rabbi Maisa, Zutta, they're both Maisa. I say, how do you explain the Chachamim Shita in the Mishnah, in first Mishnah in Krisis? So why did the Rabban and the Rabbi Kiva say, Megade is not Chayev Chatos? So Omar Rovin, no, it's a different story. Shani Megade, if it would have been Megade, if B'machshove, Matfosis b'nei sol believe on Megadev b'machshava is like Ovid Ovid Ezor b'machshava. It's also Chayv Koris. So even though he happened to be Megadev Ayidei Amira, which is a Maisa, same as the Shtachva is a Maisa, Amira is a Maisa, so that's why the Rabbanu hold that you're not Chayv Chatos over there. Because the same Avera could have been done without the Maisa Amira. Could have done the Avera Megadev b'libay And also bin chayiv chatos. So you can't say on such an aver b'leiv that you chayiv chatos. Now the Gemara says, Masi Rav Zera, how can you say that? That's the reason why the Chachamim hold that Megadev is Zema Maisel, because Laman Tvos is Bnei Yisrael Belibam. But it says in this Torah's Kohanim that we knocked off all the five people B'Vasachas, Edim Zemimim, Mesis, Mediach, Novi Asheker, and who else? And Mekalal Avivim. So they can't be believed. The only one who is believed is Megadev. Laman Tvos is Bnei Yisrael Belibam. Hayim Zomim in Beleiv. So how the Bezin going to have Roch HaKadosh to know what they said? Mesis and Mediach Beleiv. How are they going to communicate Beleiv? Mesis and Mediach, you have to talk. Mikala Lavima Beleiv is Chayiv. Is Chayiv Misa. It's not Chayiv Kores. So what are you going to say? It's Chayiv Misa. There's no Avera Beleiv. All of these are only Aidei Dibur. Hayim Zomim in Mesis, Mediach, Novi Asheka. Novi Asheka Beleiv. All of these have to be different. So if you're telling me, if Rava is telling me, that basically Rabbi Yochanan agreed with Reish Lakish, that there's an equation, the equation is correct, the final answer is going to be equation is not true. We know that it's Machshava Dibra Maisa, and Dibra is not Maisa, Dibra is Ein Bo Maisa. But first the Gemara thought, like Reish Lakish's equation, that Megadev is the same kind of a Maisa as Mishtach Void. Whereas Reish Lakish shows that they're both Maisa Zuta, because you're not doing a Maisa with an object, Rabbi Yochanan holds, they're both Maisa. Aisa, why did the Rabbanu say there's no Chatos? So Rabbi came up with a new Einfall, because Megadev Belev is the Zelba Masaver, is Megadev Bepeh, and Belev is not going to be a Chiv Chatos. For Gemara, it doesn't fit into the Braisa. Masav Rav Zeira, Yotzu Eidim Zemimim, and that's the whole price, Yotzu Eidim Zemimim, plus Mekala Lov Vima, plus Mesis Midech Navi Hashek, or the whole five people. Why? She'en bohem ma'isev ya'amai ho'lesnei u'b'leiv. You can't say over here b'leiv. It has to be b'dibur.
Navi Hashekah could be b'dibur. Kodesh es nebuasa. Springs from
Kodesh es nebuasa is misa b'dei shamayim. Yeah, Kodesh nebuasa, the Gemara says, misa b'dei shamayim. Yeah, but there's no Misa's Bezin. Here the Habamin of the Torah's Kohanim was this Sifra. Habamin was that Kosher's Dona Misa is Shigigosa Chatas. Novi Asheker is Misa. All these five, Eidim Zemimim, Novi Asheker, the Kalalov, the Ima, Mesis, Medil, all five have Misa. So the Habamin was Kosher's Dona Misa is Shigigosa Chatas. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. You can't say it like that. So the Gemara says no. And for the Gemara, here's a shayla what the girsa is on the next line. Taisus has two girsas. One girsa is Amar Rav Shaydi Em Zemim Mehol Yeshna Mekol. And Taisus has the other girsa is Shaydi Megadev Hol Yeshna Mekol. So let's go to the simple girsa with Taisus. Taisus has the other girsa. El Amar Rav, the Gemara says. On the last line on Amar Aleph, we had a kasha. Rabbi, keep on reviewing the same kasha. Reish Lakish made an equation between Megadev and Ishtachvoya, and he claimed that both are Maisa Zuta, and only Rabbi Akiva holds Maisa Zuta is enough, but like the Rabbana, Maisa Zuta, you're not Chayv Chatos. So, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that equation? So, first version of Rav on the bottom line, I mean, all Rabbi Yochanan is masking with the equation. But he doesn't hold from the Maisa Zuta story, holds that it's a Maisa, and Megadev is a new reason. But then the Gemara shlugs it up, that's not correct. So now I should say, Elo Omar Rava. No, what Rava really meant to say on the bottom of Amud Aleph is not Shaina Megadev Hol Yeshna Beleiv, cross it out. Shaina Megadev Hol Yeshna Bekol. That was the answer we all knew all along. There's Machshava Dibur Maisa, and Dibur is not the same as Maisa. Dibur is called Eimah Maisa. Sure, that's the answer. That's the answer. The Rabbi Yochanan breaks down the equation. Reish Lakish holds that there's an equation between Dibur. Akimas Vasayim is a Maisa, and Ishtachvoy is the Zelbil Mos Maisa, the same kind of Maisa, namely a Maisa without any outside object. Rabbi Yochanan said it's not the same, and Reish Lakish says they're both the same, it's a Maisa Zuta, it's not a Maisa Rabbah, because you're not doing a Maisa with something, to something, on something. And Rabbi Yochanan breaks down the equation, he said it's not true. Ishtachvoy is a Maisa, 100% bona fide Maisa, and Dibur is not, Machshav Dibur Maisa, Dibur is not the same. That's the final answer. That's the simple gears in the Gemara. Freg the Gemara Akasha. The call of Rabbi Yochanan, Lav, Maisahu. Begs the Gemara, what you said is good in the Torah's Kohanim. That was Mamayit, five Averis, Shezdona Misa, who were the five? Rabbi Ashek, Mikala Lavim, Mesis, Medich, and Adam Zemimim. That all five are Idei Amira, all five are Idei Dibur. And all five are Donom Miso, not Donom Korsa. The Habmino has Donom Miso is enough to be Mechayiv Chatos. And the Maskana was, maybe that's true, but these five are not Chayiv Chatos because it's only Dibur. And then the next line in the Taras Khanim says, and what about Makiyov Vima does train Ya Maisa, Maisa on an object, he beats up his parents, he causes them to bleed. So the Taras Khanim finally gives the concluding answer that it doesn't depend on Donom Miso, it depends on Donom Korsa. Fine, that's the final answer, the final Maskana. But Freg the Gemara, at this point, you exclude all five, Edom Zoymimim, Mikalol Avivimai, and all these people, because Ein Bo Maaseh, Freg the Gemara, why is Edom Zoymimim Ein Bo Maaseh? It should depend on the Machlokes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. There is a din, in order to be Chayev Malkus, it has to be Dumi Delav de Hasima. We explained already many times, the Gemara has in the beginning of Yivamis, the Machlokes Satanam, where they darshan smuchim. You have two dinim in the same pasuk, that's called a hekesh. So you assume there must be some connection between the first din and the second din. You have two dinim, the two psukim that are adjacent to each other, that's a machlokes satana, whether that's the same as a hekesh or not. Smuchet, two different psukim, one next to the other. So the Gemara says in Mishnah Torah, Chumash Devarim, all the Tanam agree that you do darshan smuchim, and we have many, many famous drushes based on smuchim, one passing next to the other. So one of the many famous psukim, one of the many, many famous drushes is this, that how do you know who, what's the rule, who gets malchus? So the pasuk says, Hayon bin HaKos HaRasha, if the Rasha deserves malchus, then he peel HaShof of the call of fun of the given malchus. But it doesn't say, if he deserves malchus, which Rasha deserves malchus? Whoever you don't like, you call him a Rasha, he deserves malchus. So it's unclear. So all the Tanaim say no, but this pasuk appears next to the pasuk of L'Sachm Shor B'Dishoy. And Chumash Dvarmi Darshan Smuchim, so that's how we establish any aver which is similar to Lasachim Shobedishoy, Duni Dalav Dachasimah with the Sama. Lasachim Shobedishoy gets Malkus. If not Duni Dalav Dachasimah, you don't get Malkus. So now the Machlekes Satanayim begins. So what is similar to Lav Dachasimah? So there's the Machlekes Satanayim. Maybe you should say that a Lav She'ein Bo Maaseh is not similar to L'Sachsim Shobedishoy. So that's a Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rabban. Machlokes Hatanon, Meshvuas, and Makas, but a Lav She'ein Bo Maaseh is considered not Dumi the Lav de Chasima, it is Dumi the Lav de Chasima. Machlokes. Then it's a Machlokes, Tosis quotes here. And Samachim and Beidim and Master Reish Lakish Omer, they tell you, look in Shvuas Dav Chof Aleph, it's a Machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish, which Tana to Paskin like? Should you paskin like the Tana who holds Lav She'ein Bo Maaseh is loikim, or like the Tana Lav She'ein Bo Maaseh ain't loikim? Machlokes Rav Yechon Reish Lakish. But this Gemara is going to be on the assumption, we're working here on the assumption the way we paskin l'alocha, that Lav She'ein Bo Maaseh ain't loikim olam, that you don't get malchus. It happens Reish Lakish is the one who disagrees with that. Reish Lakish happens to paskin like the other Tana, that Lav She'ein Bo Maaseh is yes loikim olam. But over here, he's not talking Lefi Shita Satzma. Reish Lakish Omer Pater. Reish Lakish says, if the person violates L'Sachsim Shor B'Disho, Amanik B'Kalayim, Chasama B'Kol B'Hin Higa B'Kol. Here, the Behemah is about, the Behemah is doing work, threshing, is doing the Disha, and then the Behemah is going to nibble part of the Tvuah, so the Baal Behemah screams at the Behemah gets scared, so she stops nibbling. So he accomplished L'Sachsim Shor B'Disho, he muzzled the animal without putting on a muzzle, he just screamed at the animal got petrified. So she did the work without eating. She knows whenever she's going to start eating, the balabas is going to start screaming. She doesn't want to get screamed at. So that's a machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish or Hein Higa B'Kol. Hamanik B'Kilayim, it says, L'Sachvish B'Shor V'Hamor Yachtov. You're not allowed to have a Shor V'Hamor pull a wagon where you're riding on it. You're not allowed to have a Shor V'Hamor pull a plow or do any malacha together. So that's if I'm sitting on the wagon and I whip the Shor V'Hamor and I make them go. What if the Shor V'Hamor are tied up together and I whistle at them and I scream at them that they should go? And they go. They go based on Dibur. I didn't touch them. I didn't throw a whip. I didn't hit them. I had no physical contact. I just screamed at them. And they're so trained that they know whenever I speak benachas, whatever, it doesn't have to be screaming. I speak benachas. I train them that whenever I tell them they have to go, they gotta go. So they go. So is that called the Lav She'ein Bo Maaseh? Is that called the Lav She'ein Bo Maaseh? So Reish Lakish personal sheep is that you're like on a Lav She'ein Bo Maaseh anyway, so it does make a difference. But here it Tosis points out he's not talking Lefi shita satsma. He's talking lefi mai de kaimala malacha that alaf shema maisa zeimoike malach. So would you consider this yeshma maisa reima maisa? So that's a machlokes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. Of Yechon it says chayiv, and Reish Lakish says pata. So Tosis says, before you go any further, Tosis says, what does this mean? Why does Reb Yechon hold that a chasam of bekol v'hinida bekol is like it, that it's called lav sheifa maisa? What do you mean? That dibur is called maisa? No, we know dibur is not a maisa. We just finished that. We just shengendik that sugi. We just came to the conclusion that amira is called ema maisa. There's machshava dibur maisa, but Shlokish made that strange equation. Shlokish made an equation, but in get the chatas, he said that hishtachavoya equals megadev, mishtachavoya equals megadev. In both cases, it's a maisa zuta, because you're doing a maisa begufa without using some outside object. You're not doing a maisa to anything, with anything, on anything. Just doing your own goof. So he called that a maisa zuta. And we don't accept that. Rabbi Yechanan, the din is like Rabbi Yechanan, that's called, that dibur is not called maisa. And in Hishtach Roya, it's a full maisa. It's not a maisa zuta. So we say that dibur is not called maisa. So what's takapshat in this gemara? Chasama bekom and hindi bekom. Rabbi Yechon Amechai, we pass from like Rabbi Yechon. The Gemara says in Yivamit, in Acholet, in the many, many disputes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, when they voted in the later generations, so the overwhelming majority of the Amoraim always agreed with Rabbi Yechon, except for three cases that we pass from like Reish Lakish. One is the first daf in Acholet, and the Gemara quotes the other two there. The three cases where we pass from like Reish Lakish. This is not one of them, so the din is like Rabbi Yechon. Takanat can be understood. Why does Rabbi Yechon hold that Dibur is called Yeshba Maisa? But we always hold Dibur as Eimah Maisa. So Tosis tells you to look in the Gemara and Tmura. The Tosis hold the Yeshba Mekol. So they quote, they says over here it's a Makas Daf Tezayin. And on the side it says it's a mistake. It's not a Makas anywhere. It's in Tmura Daf Gimelon based. Rabbi Yechon quotes the Memra and the name of one of the Tanoim that a lav she Yeshba Maisa, Loikim Olav, lav she Eimah Maisa, Loikim Olav, but there were, he quotes a brisa, that there were three exceptions to the rule. Chutz mi nishba meimim mekal chaver b'shem. The one who swears a shvua sheker, let's say what's a shvua sheker? I don't know. What's an example? He swears, somebody asked, is the tape recorder working? Someone left the tape. He said, yeah, the tape recorder is working. Then it turns out it's not working at all. It's a shvua sheker. Okay. If I swear that I am a woman, that's a shvua shov. That's a different thing. Everybody knows that it's not so. But if I swear something that the person doesn't know, I fool him into believing that it's so. Shvua shov means like, there's no room even to fool him into believing. Stop. I swear that the sun is shining now. You look out the windows, you see the sun is not shining. So that's a shvua shov. Shvua shov is whether it's true or it's not true. I swear that the sun is shining. It's not true. I swear that it's nighttime now. Everybody knows that it's nighttime. It's not a secret that it's nighttime. So whether I swear that it's daytime, I swear that it's nighttime, either way is a shvua shov. And a shvua shek is something that's not public knowledge. Someone left the tape recorder, they want to know, is it running? I say, yeah, it's running. I swear that it's running. Then it turns out I told a lie. So that's a shvua sheker. So if a person swears a shvua sheker, despite the Rabbi Yechanan says, despite the fact that it should really be a lav she'ein bo maisa, the aver was done like the amirin, and machshav diba maisa, diba is not the same as maisa, nonetheless, there's a pasuk that that's an exception to the rule. O mekal chaver b'shem. Somebody curses someone else and he's in violation of the law. Lo zekal cheresh. So it should also be considered a law shame or maisa. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. That's also an exception to the rule that even though it's law shame or maisa, lo kemol. And the third exception, the Brisa says there are three exceptions to the rule. Tmura. Somebody has a korban and he says on a behemas chulin, he changes his mind. He's the bala korban. It's not bekovedik. He was magdash a korban is too skinny, shvach, sickly. He wants to do better, bigger and better. He takes a big fat behemoth. So the chumash says it doesn't make a difference whether he's getting better, he's getting worse, whether he's substituting a balmum instead of a behemoth tmima, or a tmima instead of a balmum. In any case, it's an aveira that you're not allowed to say harizit tachazut. It's a violation of tmura. How does he do the tmura? He just does ayadei dibur, just ayadei amira. He says, harezu, hare behemas kulun zu, tachas behemas kachim zu. So the Torah says, vahoyu smarasi yekodesh. So the Gemara, so the first Mishnah says in tmura, that if you say harezu tachazu, it's an avera, and he's sofik is harboim, he gets malchus. So the Brisa says there in tmura, that that's the third exception to the rule. Even though these three averes, Nishba, Shua Sheker, Shua Shav, both cases, Shua Sheker, Shua Shav, there's Malkus on both. That's even though it's Ein Bo Maisa, you get Malkus, Nishba, and then the Kalach Aver B'Shem, even though it's Ein Bo Maisa, you get Malkus, and then the third exception is the one that appears there in the Mishnah, Tmura. One gets Malkus for doing Tmura, Sofik Esarabai. So comes Rabbi Yechanan in the Gemara in Tmura, Dav Gimel, Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, and he says, Loi Tisni Meimer. Rabbi Yechanan tells the Tana means the Amora who is reciting the Brice in the Beis HaMedrash, so he says, Loi Tisni Meimer. Cross out the word Tmura, that's not an exception to the rule. Tmura is a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. Nishba Shua Shav Shua Sheker. Or if the person, let's say, is Mekalach Haver B'Shem, that Taka bona fide Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. And notwithstanding the fact that it's Ein Bo Maisa, you give him Malkus. That's a Gzeres HaKosev. But Tmura is not based on a Gzeres HaKosev. There is no Kosev. The Tanoim knew it on their own. That it's a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. How is it a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa? So he explains, because B'Diburai Obed Maisa. B'Dibura Sabed Maisa. What does it mean? When he says, Harezu Tachazu, it takes effect. The Chumash says, V'hoyu Hu Smaros Yer Kodesh. The original Kodesh remains Kodesh. You can't switch off unless it has a mum, you can be paida. But if it doesn't have a mum, you can't be paida. And even if it does have a mum, he didn't say I'm paida. I want to be paida this one instead of that. He doesn't say paida. He says, Harezu Tachazu. He's not making pidyon, he's making tmura. He's making tmura. So that's the statement of Harezu Tachazu is an aveira. And the Chumash says, Vahayahu Smarosi Yakodesh. So Rabbi Yechanan says that since the tmura is chal, since it's nitvas, so that's called. Yesh bo maisa, the fact that it brings about a result, brings about a haloi, so to speak. So therefore, it's called yesh bo maisa. That's what it says there in the Gemara. So there's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tmura quotes that Mishnah in Tmura, that one of those Tmura is loike, and then the Rambam gives you the rule, and this is one of the three exceptions to the rule, that the rule is a lav shei bo maisa in loike molav, and an avera that's violated like the amira, the dibur is considered a lav shei bo maisa. And there are three exceptions to the rule. Nishba meim kal chaver b'shem. So all the noise of Kelan Neska and the Rambam, but Rabbi Yechanan corrected the Braisa. He said, you cross out the Tmura, because Tmura does not have a pasuk. Only Nishba has a pasuk. He says, ki lo yinaka Hashem eisa shisa shmoy lashov. Bezun shal maila im menakam osa, but bezun shal mata, malkan osa, menakan osa. So the Gemara learns out from the pasuk that there's malkas by shvo sheker. By shvo shav lo shisa shem shem akecha lashov. So the Gemara says, why do you say Lashav, Lashav, Trezimni? Why do you say twice? The main way Lashav, the main way Lasheker. So the second time that it says, Ki loy naka Hashem eisa shishma Lashav, second time doesn't really mean Lashav, it means Lasheker. So the Pasuk speaks about Shvua Sheker, as well as Shvua Shav. And it says, Ki loy naka Hashem, means the Bezun Shalmaila will never be Menaka. Abul Bed, the implication is, Abul Bezun Shalmata, Malkinosa, Menakinosa, because we know that Bezun Shalmata, it says, Vinikla Chichele Yenecha. It says in the Mishnah in Makis that when the Bezun gives Malkis, so after they administer the Malkis, so the fellow becomes kosher ladies, provided that he does tshuva. If he doesn't do tshuva, he doesn't become kosher ladies. But if he does tshuva alone, let's say Bezun made a Gemar Din Le Malkis and he does tshuva, he already did tshuva years ago. And now they caught him, and they're going to make a Gemar Din L'Malkus. So once they made a Gemar Din L'Malkus, even though he already did Shuvah on the Avera years ago, when they make a Gemar Din L'Malkus, he's called Rosh. Whoever's Chayv Nisa, let's say someone was Mechal Shabbos, B'mezid, and then 10 years ago, and he did Shuvah 100 times over, now he's absolutely Hashem Shabbos. That's Tzadik. He's not a Rosh, he's Kosher Ladies. But then when the Eidim come, even 25 years later, the Eidim come, and he says, yeah, the Eidim testified, they gave him Mahasra, so there's no statute of limitations. They can give the Oynish Misa even after he became a tzaddik, even 25 years later. He already did tshuva 100 times over. They're still going to make a Gemar Din L'Misa. The minute they make a Gemar Din L'Misa, it becomes a Rasha. It becomes postulated. So it's a Shehu Rasha Lomus. The fact that he did tshuva 1,000 times, that was good just for the Shem Rasha that was caused by the Avera. But here there's a new Shem Rasha. A Gemar Din L'Misa, a Gemar Din L'Malkus gives a new Shem Rasha. So let's say the fellow did an Aver Sheishma Malkus, but they never made a Gemar Din L'Malkus. He did it, he ate Chaza once, and then he was Chaza, but true, now he's strictly kosher, he'll never do it again. So he's kosher Leidus, but he's kosher Leidus now. But then the Yadim come, 10 years later, and they testify, the Bezun says, we've got to give the guy Malkus. So once they make a Gemar Din, we have to give Malkus. They, the Bahayam bin HaKos HaRosha, they just, when the Gemar Din was made L'Malkus, he just got a Shem Rosha. So So now it says, V'niklo achicha v'aynecha, kibishaloka, harayek yachicha. Once they give you the malchus, so that's called Bezer Shalmata, Malkinos and Menachem Moses. They remove the shame Rasha. You have to have both. And the Rambam is mefurish like that. You have to have, you should do tshuva, plus you should get the malchus in order to remove the shame Rasha, in order to make him kosher later. So that's the Gemara's deal, kind of pasuk. The one who does shvua shav, or shvua sheker, is in violation of this pasuk, l'sisa, l'shav, l'shav. And that's how it says in Targum Onkelos on the pasuk. Targum Onkelos never gives Torah Shabbat Peh, just gives Pshut Shal Mikra. Simple pshat. So the Targum Onkelos on the first one, L'asir Shem HaKech L'ashov, writes L'magona, for nothing. And then, Kiloi Naka Shem Esi Shishma L'ashov, there he writes L'shikra. So the Targum Onkelos holds that this is the Pshut Shal Mikra, the Gemara says L'ashov, L'ashov, the second time goes on Sheker. So that's called Pshut Shal Mikra. So on these two, Shva Shav, Shva Sheker, so the Mashmos of the Pasuk, Lo Yinak Hashem, Bezen Shal Maylo, is not Menachem, Bezen Shal Mata, Malkanos and Menachem Moses. So that's the Pasuk that is Malkus for Shva Shav, Shva Sheker. Then Gemara has another drosha that is Malkus for Mekalel Chaver B'Shem. But for the Tmura, the Gemara never gives any drosha. So Rabbi Yechanan says that you don't need a drasha. It's a svarak shuta. Kivin the b'dibur is sadib maisa. That's called a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Whenever you bring about a halois, whenever you have an isa halois, something comes about. There's a result. That's called a lav sheyesh bo maisa. But then you look in the Rambam quotes that there were three exceptions to the rule. So all the noise can miss, but Rabbi Yechanan says you have to cross out loitisni meimer. He says to the one who recited the brisa, to the Tana, cross out the word tmura. It doesn't belong. It's not an exception to the rule. It fits into the rule. It's called Alav Sheyesh Bo Ma'is. It's the Chatevah Dike Rambam. So the Arsenech and the Rambam explains, and Rav Elbala has the exact same viewer, but with a slightly different terminology. He has the same as the Arsenech with a brisk terminology, the way he explains it. And Rav Soloveitchik also said the same shot. The same as the way Rav Elbala says it. So he says like this. This statement that Rabbi Yechanan said in Tzimurah, that Tosis quotes, "Lotis nimeimah d'vidibur esavid ma'isa," that whenever there's an isa chalois, whenever there's an avera, the Torah says, "Don't bring about such a chalois." So that's always labeled as a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. That's only if by definition the nature of the avera of Tzimurah is not to bring about a chalois Tzimurah. Is that the avera? Let's say you have a behemas hegdish and a behemas chulin. I say, Harezu Tachazu, that's the Avera. So the Avera is making such a statement, and it happens that the Torah says, a Knas HaTorah, Hoyuhu Smarasi Yakodesh, that remains Kodesh, and this also is Nitras Bigdusha. That's a side fact. What do you say? No, that is the essence of the Avera. The Avera is not to bring about a Cheft, not to bring into existence a Cheft of Tmur in the world. What if a person says, Harezu Tachazu, when it's not Chal? The Mishnah says that by Sibu Bishutfin, if it's a Korban Shutfin, a Korban Sibu, it says, not Oisat Tmura. So is there an Aveira or not? What if the fellow says, Harezu Tachazu, he wants the substitute of Behemoth Chul instead of the Behemoth Hegdish? Behemoth Hegdish was a Korban Sibu, a Korban Shutfin. So does he get Malkus or not? So the Rambam, says two Lashonis in the Gemara in the beginning of Tmura. So the Rambam paskins like that Lashon, that yes, that there is Malkus. By Tzibo B'Shutfim, there is Malkus, despite the fact that there's no Chalos Tmura. So that's what the Arsameach and Rav Elbala and Rav Soloveitchik, they all say, the Gemara, Rav Yechanan says in the Gemara, Omale Rav Yechanan Letana, he tells the one who recited this brisa, Loitisni Meimer, Tmura is not an exception to the rule. So Rabbi Yechanan was of the opinion that by Tzibu Vishutfim, where the Tmura is not Chav, there's no Avera. Because the nature of the Avera of making Tmura is not to make a declaration, Harezi Tachaz, and not to make a statement. You can talk all you want. If it doesn't bring about a Chalos, it doesn't mean anything, there's no Avera. The Avera consists of an Isa Chalos. If you bring into existence a Chefza of Tmura. So by Tzibu Vishutfim, where nothing is Chal, so there's no Avera. By Korban Yochid, where the thing is Chal, so there you have an Avera. So Rabbi Yechanan says, it's an Isa Chalois. Don't bring about a Chefza of Tmura. So an Isa Chalois is called Yesh B'Maisa. So you don't need a Pasuk. It's not an exception to the rule. But the Rambam doesn't pass like that. Rambam passes like the Lishna Basra. The Gemara has two Lashonis. It's two Dafim later. Daf Heya, Daf Vav, wherever in Tmura, Naman Beis. So the Gemara has two Lashonis in the Gemara. The Rambam passes like the Lishna Basra. That Afilu B'Tzibu V'Shutfim, there will be Malkus. So you see that it's not an Isa Chalois. It happens that sometimes there will be a haloy, sometimes there won't be a haloy. But the isa tmura, by definition, doesn't mean, it's not an isa haloy by definition, it's an isa pu'ula. Don't make a statement of harezit tachas. Sometimes there will be a haloy, sometimes there won't. So that's why the Rambam quoted the member of the Brisa, the statement of the Brisa, the whole thing kitzurasai. The tmura is an exception to the rule, because basically tmura is not an isa haloy, it's an isa pu'ula. Where's the pasuk? We don't know. The Gemara never said the pasuk. The Gemara only tells you what's the pasuk by Nishba, what's the pasuk by Mekal Chaver. The Gemara never tells you what the pasuk is by Tmura. Rabbi Yechon holds you didn't need a pasuk. According to the way the Rambam paskins, there has to be a pasuk or a psa or a maser or something. Okay. I mean, we just have an oral tradition that it's so. Okay. Maybe that's what he writes.
What would the Rambam say by
no, that's Stam Ganesh. He said, the Gemara says, you a makdish a carbon, and I walk over and I chip harezit tachas. He said, that's a glad kitlapo. That's nothing. That's not even an aveira of tomorrow. I don't remember. You have to look in the Gemara. Maybe since he's part of the tzibur, he also has a shaykhaz. I don't know. That's a good cash. I don't remember. Some of the Gemara talks to him.
What is wrong with the chalos? The result is that both brain is a hegdash. There's nothing wrong with that. It says
zukazu,
that would be okay. So the halas itself, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, the halas
that
he
wanted to remove the kedusha from the other aveira. That's the aveira. That didn't happen.
I don't know. They all understand that the aveira is the bringing about of a kedusha smurah. I said sometimes they might say why? Because ba'yira ba'imat is an isa pu'ula. Most of the Averis in the Torah, Nisa Pula, don't talk Lashon Hara, and don't eat Chazer. All the Averis don't do Malacha beyond them, it's an Nisa Pula. Once in a while you have an Issa where the nature of the Issa is an Issa Chalois, but the Torah means don't bring about such a Matzav. So that's how Tosis interprets the Gemara. Whenever it's an Issa Chalois, so by definition Rabbi Yechonon says that that's always called a Lav Sheyesh Bo Ma'aseh. The Rambam paskens not so, not that the Rambam disagrees with the Klal. The Rambam is masking with the klal of Rabbi Yechon, but he holds that the klal doesn't apply to tmur because tzibur v'shutfim with a not oisim tmur and they still like it. So you see that the iser tmur is not an isa chalos, it's an isa pula. So it's an isa pula, so it should have had to be a lav sheish b'maisa, and amir is a b'maisa. So he writes me pi ashmur lam, there's an exception to the rule. So that's what the... there is such an interesting machloikis, the Rambam and the Ravid. Let's say a person in Hilchas Naziris, there's a machlokes, the Rambam, there's two girsas in the Gemara, how to read the Gemara. Let's say a person is Makabel Naziris in the Beis HaKvaris. If a person is a Nazir and he walks into the Beis HaKvaris and he's Matame himself, so that's like a Kohen, walks into the Beis HaKvaris, so he gets Malkus. A Kohen Shinichnas Le Beis HaKvaris is like a Nazir Shinichnas is like it. But what if he's not a Nazir Shinichnas Le Beis HaKvaris? He's in the Beis HaKvaris and he's Mekabel Naziris. So it's Yesh Bo Ma'aseh, Ein Bo Ma'aseh. Mekabel Naziris is the Peh. And then he just stays there. He doesn't leave. So everything is Ein Bo Ma'aseh. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, whether you like it. Two girsas in the Gemara. So what's the machlokes? So the Chazanish points out in one place that if you read a few Rambams, it's a Lushitosa in three places between a Rambam and a Ravid. What's the nature of the Isser of Tumas Nazir? Is it an Issa Chalois or an Issa Pula? Some Rishonim hold that it's an Issa Pula, that the Nazir is not permitted to be Mitami himself. But if he's Mekabel Naziris, that's Ein Bo Ma'aseh. And he just stays there, his right to Shehi is Ein Bo Ma'aseh, Ein Bo Ma'aseh, you're not like him. The other Rishonim hold, no, it's an Issa Chalois. Don't bring into existence a Heftz of an Ozer Tomei. And it'll be, the way some Rishonim have the gears in the Gemara, it's the same Avera, whether a Nazir goes into the Beis HaKvaris, or a person in the Beis HaKvaris is Mekabel Naziris. Either case, it's the exact same result. He's bringing about a Heftz of an Ozer Tomei to Masmeis. So Nisa Chalois is by definition always called a Lav Sheyesh Bo Ma'aseh. So that's...
Doesn't it depend on how long you learn what happens in the Tumulah? In other words, when I make the Tumulah, do I make the Chalois talking? And the Torah constant, and it's changed. I
should be for B. I mean, B should be for A. So B becomes B. There's a chalos on B, and the Torah just cancels you on A. There's a knas like. In other words, the tumor should have been, in other words, it's a good exchange. The only thing is the Torah said that I'm going to cancel you for A. Or you could learn not like that. That you can't make a chalos, and the Torah constantly you on the other one. In other words, the one you wanted to make.
I'll explain a little differently what you're driving at. There's a perik in Nozick called perik Beishama, because it starts with the word Beishama. So the perik quotes in Achleg is Beishama Beisila. What's the din of Hegdush Tois? That's a guy, he's a rich man. So he donates $5 million to the Beis HaMikdash. Then he finds out that he just lost all of his riches yesterday. He doesn't have the $5 million. He's going to have to work for the rest of his life in the next five Gilgulim to pay up the $5 million. He doesn't have so much money. So Beis Hillel says, it's not Chal. Hegdash Tois is not Chal. And Beis Shammai says, sorry, Hegdash Tois is Chal. How did the Beis Shammai call it Terukula? He make Kiddushi Tois, he make Hashrashas Truma B'Tois. You make anything betois is not chal. Get betois, anything betois is not. Neder betois, nothing is chal betois. Whenever you need that, not chal. So how did Beishame come up with such an einfal? Hegdash tois ad hegdash. The Gemara says they derive it from tmur. The man says harezu tachazu. And then what's the bottom line? V'hoyuhus marosi yakodesh. But he didn't want that. If he would have realized he's going to blight v'hoyuhus marosi yakodesh, he wouldn't have started off in the first place. And nonetheless, the Torah says that it's chal. It's a charay that hegdash tois avi hegdash. He was magdash. No one thinking he's going to get away with it. He's going to pull off the kedusha from the old one and only be left with the new one. Ben avol kibus. He's not going to get away with it. He doesn't want to give an additional carbon in addition to the first one he didn't want. And nonetheless, the Torah says that it's chalas arayev that hegdash tois avi hegdash. Come to Beis Hillel and they disagree and they say lo yafin on sof hegdash mitchilas hegdash. Tmura is sof hegdash. So that's Xeris HaKosim. And this is Tchilas Hegdash, he can't, there's no Tzushta. What exactly does that mean? Lo yafin on sof Hegdash mitchilas Hegdash. That's the Gemara in Nozir, beginning of Perek Beis Shammai. So one shot in the Gemara is that Lasev Gizof Nishgonish Beat. He says, Harezu Tachazu is meaningless. You cannot be Mafkiya Kedusha, doesn't have a mum, and even if it has a mum, you have to say, I'm paid it. There's no such thing as being Mafkiya Kedusha. What he said is meaningless. And this is a Knas HaTorah that the second one becomes Kodesh. It doesn't become Kodesh because of what his Amira. His Amira is nothing, because it's Amira Betois. He thought he'll succeed in removing the Kedusha. If he would have known that he won't succeed, he would never have said. And the din is Hegdash Tois, Eina Hegdash Alivet Beisil. Now the fact that the second one is Nitzvah Kedusha, that's a penalty that the Torah slaps on. You should know not to start up next time. We're going to give you, make you pay kefal. I'm going to give you. So next time you'll know not to check with the korban. That's how the Shita Mekubetze says on base on a base in Tmura. Shita has a Zagmar. The Gemara talks about a katna mufla samachlish making Tmura is a tchala not. So why should it not be chal? So the Shita says because even though the katna mufla samachlish is a bar hafloe, a year before my mitzvah bar hafloe, but he's not a bar onshin. So maybe v'hoyuhu smerosi yekodesh is an oynish, and maybe doesn't deserve the oynish. That's the Shita has such a suggestion. And the Rambam is beferish not so. The Rambam learns that according to Beis Hillel, Sof Hegdish is Chal B'Tois. And the Rambam in Hilchas Erechim V'Haromen writes a wild halacha. And the Kesef Mishnah says this is the only mocha. The Rambam has like this. They say there is a korban already standing over here. And the fellow takes a behemoth schoolin and he says, Hatfosa Harezu Kozu. And he thought he has 100, he thought he has 5,000 behemoths. And he can be a knacker, he'll donate another one. This is an oila, shlomi, sarezu, kozu, I want this shit also. And then he says, and this one too, and this one should be like that, and this one, he's donating another 5,000. He thinks he has another $1 million in the bank. And then he finds out later, he just lost all of his riches, and he just gave everything away to Hegdash. Harezu, kozu, zu, kozu. So the Rambam says, farfal, the Hegdash is chal betoes. Hegdash is chal betoes. How come it's Chal B'Tois? So the Rambam explains, because Tchilas Hegdash, if I say, I'm donating $1 million to Hegdash, and then I find that I don't have $1 million, I just lost my riches yesterday, so that B'din is like B'Sila Hegdash, Tois Eina Hegdash. But Sof Hegdash, there is already a Hegdash, I'm just extending it, being Mamshech, the Kedusha, Zuka Zuk, so Sof Hegdash, B'Tois is Chal. So the Kesem Mishnah says that the Rama, Kesem Mishnah writes down the Rama, he must have gotten it from this Gemara Nazir, that when the Gemara says Beis Hillel don't agree with Beis Shammai, that Hegdish Torah Savi Hegdish, because they hold Loy Alfinan, Chilas Hegdish, Misaf Hegdish, it's to be taken literally, that by Sof Hegdish, Hegdish Torah Savi Hegdish, by Chilas Hegdish is Nit Lo Havi Hegdish. That's Taka Machloikis, and we show them how to read the Gemara. How do you understand that according to Beis Shammai, when the fellow says Harizu Tachazdu, he is being Magdish, the second behemoth. The Hegdish Tois is Chal, and it's because of his Amira, his Afloa, that the second animal becomes Kodesh. But we don't pass them like Beis Shammai, we pass them like Beis Hillel. So that's a Shaila. I leave it to Beis Hillel. The fact that the second animal, the Tmura, is Nitvas Bigdush, is that because of his Amira? Or is that a Knas HaTorah? So this whole biur that the Orsameach and Rav Elvum and Rav Yashebel, the whole biur that they're giving is all on the assumption that Rav Yechanan says, Lotis Nimebe de Bidiburis Arimaisi, they're saying that this is an Issa Chalois, they're not assuming that this is a Knas HaTorah. Lachar Amaisi, after he did the Aveira, then the Torah slaps on a penalty. No, they're learning that it's his Amira that creates the Kedusha, like the Rambam learned, that it's Sof Hegdish, like Beis Shammai said, Hegdish Tois is Chal, like Beis Hillel said, Sof Hegdish, Hegdish Tois is Chal. It's his Amira that creates the Kedusha, and that is the definition of the Avera. Whenever you, it's a Nisa Chalois, whenever you create a situation that the Torah is opposed to, so that's by definition always labeled as a Lav Sheyesh B'Mais, even though you didn't do it Al Yidei Mais. Every Nisa Chalois is called Yesh B'Mais. And the Nisa Pu'ulo we distinguish. Sometimes it's the Yesh B'Mais, sometimes Yesh B'Mais. The Nisa Chalois is always called Yesh B'Mais. If you're going to say the other way, the way the Shita Mekubetz is said, and based on the base in Tzmura, that the fact, the Hayuhus Marosi Yakarish fact that the new Behemas Chuvin is Nitzvus Bigdusha, is a Knas HaTorah that the Torah sometimes does slap on, sometimes not, by Behemas, by Tiba Vishut from the Torah does not slap on the Knas, and by Behemas Korban Yochid, the Torah does slap on the Knas. So then how is it a Nisa Chaloitz? It's not a Nisa Chaloitz. It's not that the Torah prohibits you from bringing about such a result. That's the penalty that the Torah makes. You didn't bring about that result. This whole word that they're all assuming, that Rabbi Yechanan said, Nimar Tzisa Chalois, and the Rambam is not passing like that. This is all on the assumption, like the Rambam, that the self-Hegdish means that he's the one who's creating the Hegdish. Anyway, this is the way Tosis learns the concept, the abstract concept. Whenever there's an Issa Chalois, then it's always defined as a Lav Sheyesh B'Mais. And Tosis says over here, like we said, there's a machloek of the Rambam and the Ravid, if the Nazir is Shoya in the Beis HaKvaros. Let's say a Nazir is in the house, and somebody dies in the house, and the Nazir just sits there. Instead of running out right away, he just sits there. So he's in violation of the Aveira of Tumas Naziris Ayidei Shehiyah, by just sitting there. So that's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Ravid, where they get Malkus. And the Chazanish explains in the Sefer HaNazir, what's the machloikis? Whether the Tumas Nazir is an Issa Pu'ul or an Issa Chalois. If it's an Issa Pu'ul, the Torah says, don't be metami a Nazir. So he did it b'shevi al-tasa. B'shevi al-tasa is lav shein bo maisa. But if you hold that it's an Issa Chalois, by definition, every Issa Chalois is called lav sheyesh bo maisa. So now Tosis says that this is the whole machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and the Reish Lakish. Chasama b'kol v'hinhiga b'kol. The fellow violated l'sachs m'shor b'dishoy. V'hinhiga b'kol, he was manik shor v'hamor yachtov. He was manik b'klein together. Aydei amira. So Amir is the Chalav Sheim Maisa, we just said. It's Machshava Dibur Maisa. Dibur is not the same as Maisa. Not like Reish Lakish, that Amir is equal to Ishtachvoitz and Maisa Zuta. No, Rabbi Yechon said it's wrong. Machshava Dibur Maisa. Dibur is not called Maisa. It's Aimbo Maisa. So why does Rabbi Yechon hold Chasama be called as Loike? So Taisi says, just like Rabbi Yechon said there in Tamur, Loitisni Mein, but Dibi Dibur is Savit Maisa. And even though the Rambam rejects that, but in principle the Rambam is masculine. The Rambam rejects it mitam acher, because Rabbi Yechanan holds that Tamur is an Issa Chalois, and the Rambam says we pass from that it's not an Issa Chalois. Tamur is an Issa Pul of a Haraya, that by Tzibur Vishut from the Tamur is not Chal, and you still get Malkus. You see, it's an Issa Pul, it's not an Issa Chalois. But here Rabbi Yechanan says, Loike, Rabbi Yechanan Machayiv Malkus, he holds that Lesachzim Shor Bedisho, and Lesanig Manik Bikilayim is an Issa Chalois. Torah means to say, don't bring about a result, don't bring about such a matzav that the behemah is doing the disho and you're preventing it from meeting. And don't bring about such a result that you have shava hamar yachdu. So Rabbi Yochanan understood that this is an isra chalois. So as such, even though it's violated the amira, it's called lav sheish b'maisa. Every isra chalois is by definition called a lav sheish b'maisa. And Rish Lakish disagrees. We're not sure exactly what he disagrees, but he disagrees as far as the definition of the isra of lasachsum shavidisha and manik b'klayim. He holds that it's not an isra chalois, it's an isra pu'ula. Or maybe disagrees with the whole hanacha. Maybe holds that there is no such klal. Rabbi Yochanan is the one. Keep in mind, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said this in Tmura Dab Gimel. Rabbi Yochanan formulated this new idea that whenever there's an isra chalois, it's always called the lav sheish b'maisa. So Rabbi Yochanan is lish tasa. What Rish Lakish means is a little unclear. Whether Rish Lakish agrees with the principle, but he holds that lasachsum shabedisha mani b'klaim is an isra pu'ula. It's not an isra chalois. So he disagrees with the whole principle. He doesn't hold that there's such a klal that an isra chalois is always by definition called lav sheish b'maisa. This we don't know. But we pass like Rabbi Yechana. Rama passes like. That's how Tosis read the Gemara. So then Tosis, that's how Tosis has in Bab Metzi also. In the few Mitzvot, Shavuos in Bab Metzi, that's how Tosis says all over like that. They put together Rabbi Yechana by Tamura says, Shiny, Loit Tisni Tamura. Tamura is not a Lapshe, it's not a Lapshe Momaisa, which nonetheless is Loike. No, it's called a Lapshe Esh Momaisa because it's an Isa Chalois. So Taisi says that's the same Rabbi Yechanan that he says over here. Chasama b'kol minhigu b'kol is loike. Kol is ein bo maise. Dibur. Dibur is a dibur machshove, maise, three different things. So dibur is ein bo maise. So why does Rabbi Yechanan say chayv? That's Rabbi Yechanan ishitasa, because he holds that lasachsum shorbedish and manik b'klaim is an isa halois, and anything that's an isa halois is automatically labeled as a lav sheish bo maise. That's how Taisi's learned. So now the question is, so what has it got to do with our daf? So what did the Gemara say? Freg the Gemara on the third line from the top. So far what we said is what Taisis learns in Bav Metzia Shavuos. But how do you read it in our Gemara? On the third line. The Kol Rabbi Yochanan Lav Maisa Hu. You mean to say that Kol is Eimo Maisa? I, Rabbi Yochanan, says that you like it. No, Rabbi Yochanan said you like it. Taisis, explain why you like it. It's an Issa Halois. What has it got to do with Kol? What's over here in Issa Halois? So Tosis explains that also. Tosis says the kasha of the Gemara was only on Edom Zaymim. The kasha was only on Edom Zaymim. Wasn't on Mekalal Avivimoy. Wasn't on Novi Asheker. Wasn't on Mesis Amidiyah. The kasha was on Edom Zaymim. Because the Avera of Edom Zaymim is only completed if it's Nigma Adin Alpia. The Aloha says, Edom Zaymim Nenoshim Achi Gomer Adin Alpia. Let's say we catch the Edom in a lie, we're mazim them before the Bezdin made a Gemar Din. So then they're off the hook. They don't get the punishment of Kasha Zomer. So Tosis understands, Tosis is interpreting in the Gemara, that apparently is the essence, that's not stomach condition. So you only get Kasha Zomer if Nigmar Adin Apim. No, Tosis says that is the nature of the Issa. That's the definition of the Issa. That's the essence of the Issa. The Issa Edom Zomer is Anissa Halois, not to bring about that Bezdin should make a Gemar Din based on your shtick, based on your Reish Shekif. So it's an Issa Chalois then, it's not an Issa Pu'ula. You shouldn't bring about such a matzav that Bezdin should make a Gemar Din against somebody based on your Haggadah Seiris. So the Meila, since it's an Issa Chalois, Edom Zaymimim should be. If it's an Issa Chalois, Edom Zaymimim is called by definition a Lav Sheish Bo Maisa. So that was the Gemara's Kasha, not on all five. It wasn't Shver on Mikala love Vima, and it wasn't Akasha and Mesis and Medea. Mesis and Medea, Chachayim Mis, even if they don't succeed in convincing the guy to worship of Rizal, they talk themselves blue and the other guy doesn't listen, so they're still Chachayim Mis because of Mesis and Medea. It's not an Issa Chalois, it's an Issa Pula. Mikala love Vima doesn't have any effect at all on the parents. Parents are tzaddikim and they're not affected at all by the curse that the children give. I mean, on Shamayim, they don't listen to the Kalava. It's not an Issa Chalois, it's an Issa Pula, you're not allowed to say. And the same thing, Novi Ashek, he doesn't convince anybody of anything. They look at him, they say he's a crackpot. They don't listen. Garnished. So he doesn't have to bring about any results. Not an Issa Chalois, it's an Issa Pula. So that the Gemara was masking all the other four. The Torah's Kadim had five people altogether. Mesis, Mediach, Edom Zemimim, Novi Ashek, and Mekala Lovivima. So on four out of the five, there was no problem. On the fifth one is the problem. That's how Taisa learns. Only on the fifth one, on the Edom Zemimim, was a problem. Because we know Rabbi Yochanan came up with this idea both by Tmura and by Chassam Bekov and Hidde Bekov. Whenever you have an Issa Chalois, so then it's always defined as a Lav Sheish Bo Maise. Seidim Zavim is Dachan Issa Chalois. The Avera only is violated if the Bezin is a Goy Medin Al Pihem. So the Stach don't bring about such a result. So whenever it's an Issa Chalois, it should always be Yesh Bo Maise. So how does the Taurus Kohanim say that you're not Chayiv? You're not chayv chattas, and mzaimim in b'shegig are not chayv chattas because they ain't more mice. The final maskon of the Torah's kohanim is that they're not chayv chattas because there's no korets. So when you get to the end, there's no problem. But the Gemara's kasha was on this line. We didn't get to the end of it. He didn't get to the next line of the Torah's kohanim. This line, the Torah's kohanim is working on the mistake in havamina that in order to be chayv chattas, b'shegig, you don't need that b'mezid, there has to be korets. As long as b'mezid, there's mises also. B'shogig is going to be a chi of chakras. And we're excluding five people in one shot, the Mises and Midiach and so on, this whole chevra, because they're Eimbo Maisa. So the Gemara Chep is this line. How are all five Eimbo Maisa? Four out of the five are Eimbo Maisa. Dibur is Eimbo Maisa. But the Eidim Zamim is Bechan Yisach Halois, and Rabbi Yechon Holzman Rebbe Habin Yisach Halois, it's Yesh Bo Maisa. That's how Tosis reads the Gemara. That's how Tosis learns pshat in the Gemara. That by Tmura it's a Sabbath Bei Maisa. In Chasam Bekov and Nigma called this a Sabbath Bei Maisa. And Eidim Zemimim is a Sabbath Bei Maisa. It's all an Issa Chalois. Whenever you have the Sabbath Bei Maisa, so Rabbi Yochanan holds that that's called a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. So to this, the Gemara finally gives an answer. El Amar Rav, Eidim Zemimim is a Parsha Bifnei Atzma. There's a special reason why it's Eidim Maisa. Shiny Eidim Zemimim. Their avera really consists of the fact that they're looking. Looking. When do you say that an Issa Chalois is always labeled as a Yesh Bo Maisa? That's if you have Amira. You have Amira. There's such a discussion, Lamashal, in the Likuti Halochas by the Chofetz Chaim on Kochim. Chofetz Chaim had a son who died as a teenager. So in the middle of the Likut, at the end of the Likut, Allah is on Kodshim, on Zvachim, he has a long Shtikal Torah from that son. I forgot his name, I think he was 18 years old. So he has a whole Shtikal Torah on the Gemara in Zvachim about the following. There is an Isser Deraisa not to be Magdish of Behema Balasmo. So there's a discussion, in the Gemara in Zvachim, if I'm not mistaken, there's a discussion in the Gemara. If you're Magdish of Behema Balasmo, you magdish the pet. So is that called a lav sheyesh bo maisa? Is that called a lav sheyesh bo maisa? So the Gemara says, l'chori should be, the Gemara starts off as lav sheyesh bo maisa. It's only idei dibur. So the Shita Mukubet says, that's printed on the side of the Gemara, and Zvachim quotes a kasha from the Balei HaTosfos, that's what the Chafetz Chaim's son quotes, and he goes on this Shita Mukubet says, but it's the dibur is savin maisa. When he says, hareza kodesh, hareza shlomim, hareza oilam, hareza chapas, hareza Osham, whatever is Magdish, so it is Chal. So why don't you say, since it's Sabbat Maisa, he's creating a Hefza of a carbon that's a Balmo. So why don't you say that the Bidibur is Sabbat Maisa should be Loike? So the Shita Mukubetz suggests, when do you say that Bidibur is Sabbat Maisa is always labeled as a Lav Sheishma Maisa when you have at least Chach Dibur? But since you can be Magdish by Machshava, since you can be Magdish me Machshava also, so then you don't say B'dibur is Sabbat Maisa. There's such a discussion also in another Gemara by Mefagel. A person makes Pigul. So the Gemara says that that's an Aveira. To have a Machshava Pigul is an Aveira. Lo Yechashiv Lo. Lo Yechashiv Lo, Lo Yechashiv. You're not allowed to have a Machshava Pigul. So what happens? A person has a Machshava Pigul, so he passes the Karmi. So is he loike? I'm a fagel bekotchen. Is he loike? Is it called a lav sheyesh bo maisa? So there's a discussion in Gemara. So the Shittim Kabetz talks about that also. Why shouldn't we consider that a lav sheyesh bo maisa because the dibur is sabed maisa? So they say no. They think the dibur is sabed maisa only applies if chachips you have a little bit of a maisa. Then you say nisa chalois is always called yesh bo maisa. You can't have chach dibur. But if you just have machshove, you just mefagel the machshove. So then you don't apply B'dibur is Sabbat Maisa. So something along those lines, and so that's what the son had a whole Shtikal Torah in there. The Rav Rom also has a Shtikal Torah on that topic. He doesn't quote the Chafetz Chaim. Also talks about that topic. Is there a difference within Bidiburi Sabbath Maisis, such this concept? Whenever you have an Issa Chalois, it's automatically labeled as a Lav Sheishba Maisis. Does it make a difference? You have to have Chachep Samaisa Zuta. You don't even have to have anything. Even though Maisa Zuta, it's also called automatically a Lav Sheishba Maisis. So along those lines, the Gemara, that's the way it's reading by us. Shiny Adam Zanimim, true Adam Zanimim, should really have been in the same category as Chasama Bekol and Higa Bekol should belong in the same category as Tmura, the Diburis Abed Maisa, but it's different because Yeshna Beriah. Since part of the Averi is that they were watching the Maisa that they testify on, so watching is Mamshema Maisa, a person who's awake, sees, hears, smells, breathes. It's a natural it's a natural thing. When the person is sleeping, he doesn't see. When the person is awake, he always sees. So seeing is a yeshba maisa. Seeing is not. A maisa means you go out of your way to do something new that you're not doing naturally. Whenever you awake, you have to go out of your way to close your eyes. Under normal circumstances, the eyes are always open, so the person hears and breathes and sees what's going on. So Riyah is not called at all a maisa. Riyah doesn't got. Riyah is like mashab. If the person is awake, he's conscious, so he's thinking. So thinking is an asiya. That's a natural phenomenon. When people are awake, they're thinking. People are sleeping, they're also thinking. So looking while a person is awake is mamashem b'maisa. So despite the fact, that's a simple reading, despite the fact that you talk it true in all of your premises, that it should be, Eidim Zermim should be the same as Temurah. That it should be the Dibur is Sabin Mais and the same as Chasama Bekal and Higa Bekal, that it should be an Issach Alois is Sabin Mais, but Shani Adam Zamimim because Hobi Eshtim Beriah. Since a crucial part of the Aver is the Riyah, so that's why it doesn't help over here. That's how Rashi and Tosfos read the Gemara. No. The final answer in the Taras Kanim is that there's nothing to discuss because there's no Koris. That's why there's no Korban. There's only korban chatos when there's yesh bo maisa. The havamina was that you have a chiyuv chatos even when there's no kares, as long as there's misa. So then they said, well, what about these five people? What about mesis and mediach, navi asheker, mekalla, viyima, and edim zemimim? That the mesa, the chayiv misa, you're going to tell me b'shogeg the chayiv korban? So the Taras Kanim says, no, because they ain't bo maisa. And the final answer is, what about makka avivim is yesh bo maisa? So the final answer is, no. In order to be chayv korban b'shogeg, you have to have koris b'meizid. It's not enough misa b'meizid. So remember that knocks off makavim and knocks off all five. All five don't have any koris. So that's the answer to makavim, right? The answer to all these five meizids, mediach and avi ashek and all them, they don't have any koris. So that's why. But the Taras Kanim, the line that we're up to, didn't get yet to the maskana that it depends on koris. So so far they thought that it just depends on misa. Whenever there's Misa the Meza, then we show you there should be a Chi of Chatos. And these five are exempted, these five are excluded from Chatos because they ain't more Meisa. So the Gemara, so the question was, but Adam Zemimin, Nisa Chalois, whenever you have a Nisa Chalois, so by definition that's called Yesh Bo Meisa, that's the Ganze Shtikel Torah, that's all, this is how Tosfos interpreted the Gemara. So to that, Rashi and Tosfos read, no, Adam Zemimin is different because Hal V'Yeshnam Beriah. What does it mean Beriah? The Aveira, a significant part of the Aveira is the fact that they were watching, and watching is mamashem amaisa. Watching is like breathing, like hearing. It doesn't count. Watching doesn't count. So, does the chapele, all the Rishonim is, but they didn't see anything. Eidim Zemim, you were just mazin there. Just mazin. The whole story is like Dum Valiyah. The whole thing never happened. Maybe it did happen, but they weren't there. There was no Riyah. There was no Riyah. So that's why it says on the side to look. So that's why Rashi and Taisa say, but they said there was a Riyah. So since they said there's a Riyah, there is a Psashverevah to be Miyashah, the Rashi and Taisa Shver. So that's why on the side of the Gemara it says to look in the Rif on this daf, who quotes the Rav Hai Goen, has a different Girsa, Shani Emzarim, Ho Yeshno Ba'ayo, Ba'ayin Sham Sheherich de Peirusho. So the Rif has a long Arif. So what does he say, Bekitzer? What he says is the following. This is the Ramban. This is where the Ramban in the Melchamas on the bottom of the page points out that the din of Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa for Chatos and the din of Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa for Malkus is not the same. There's a difference between the two. Once he says that difference, and there may be many other differences also. He points out one difference, behechreach, mitoch asugia, there's a difference. But once he says it's not the same definition, could be other differences as well. So he says like this, the Ramban explaining the Rif, he says like this. It says, Torah achas lachem lo'oise bishgoga. So Torah achas means that whoever violates this avera b'shoigeg always has to bring achatos. So the only time you chayv chatos on any given avera b'shoigeg is if the nature of the avera is such that it's always done aydei maise. If sometimes you can do the avera aydei maise, sometimes not do the avera aydei maise, then for purposes of chatos it's called eimah maise. For purposes of malchus, Ramban admits it's not so. Let's say we had the Rambam by Hamashi Chometz b'Pesach, one who leaves over the Chometz, he didn't sell a Chometz before faith, didn't destroy it. It's over the Bali Rabbi Matz, it's a lav shema mice, ain't like mal. Hakoine Chometz b'Pesach, Hamachmin tzitza b'Pesach, so the Rambam says it's like as Yeshva mice. Let's say Chasama b'Kovin, he b'Kovin shloka shama potter. But if he violates Lasach, some shobidisha kipshutoi, and money declined via dimes, and it's Yeshva mice, it's going to be like it. Sometimes you are like it, sometimes you're not like it. You don't say no, since it's possible to violate the Avera, believe Mises, even if he did Aydei Mises, you're not Bechayv, you won't be Chayv Malkus. So the Ramban says, the definition of Lav Sheishma Mises for Malkus doesn't have to correspond to the definition by Chatas. By Chatas, a special word, that's how he's adding on, to fill in what's missing in the Rif. Reading in between lines here. So he says, you have to add on the Pasuk, Toirachis Yelachem Loise Bishgoga. To be chayv chatas has to be toirachis. Either you're always chayv chatas for violation of the avera, never chayv chatas. So if you have an avera that sometimes is a violator aydei maise, sometimes not. So when it's not aydei maise, then you're not going to be chayv chatas. So even when you do an aydei maise, you also won't be chayv chatas. So he says all of these chevra, the mekale love of the ima, the mesis mediach, the navi ashek, and the edim zomimim, the five. These, the gang of five Bali Avera that the Torah's Kahanim had a Havamina that they should be Chayiv Chatos. When should they be Chayiv Chatos? He's learning Pshat, the Rif is learning Pshat, they should be Chayiv Chatos because it's Yesh Bo Meister, because Akimas Fasai. Because if you have to move your lips in order to pronounce the words, moving the lips is also Yeshba Maisa, like Ishtachvoy is Yeshba Maisa, so moving lips is Yeshba Maisa. But sometimes a person can be a ventriloquist, and he can say things without moving his lips. He can talk from his throat, and the people can't even see. So that's like Hirur. That's like Hirur. If a person can say things without moving his lips, so there is no Maisa, that doesn't count as Maisa. So the guy doesn't have to be such a trick of ventriloquist. There are different letters of the alphabet. Some letters of the alphabet come from the inside of the throat. Ooh, crazy. So he doesn't have to pronounce B, P. There are certain letters that you pronounce with the lips. The other letters you don't use the lips at all to pronounce. So the Bumaf, he says. So the Rif and the Ramban learn shot like this. These five people that did the Avera, the Amira, they could have said the same drasha by using different words. There's no specific formula that you have to use in order to be a Mesis and Medir and Edim Zemimim. They can, whatever language they want. So they could have presented their pismin, they could have presented their speech in such a way, like a ventriloquist, where there wouldn't be any akitzas, akimas vasayim at all. Hol v'yeshno ba'ayo. They could have given a speech using such letters of ayo, letters of the alphabet, where you don't have to move the lips at all. So even though they did move their lips, no, but it says Tarachas Yelchem Loisa Bishgogos. Since they could have, they had in the possibility, theoretical possibility, of violating the Averis Beli Akimas Vasayim, even if they do it with Akimas Vasayim, that's the aloha that you're not going to be Chayiv Chatos. For Malkus, yeah. For Malkus, if you do every day Maisa, you will be Chayiv. Do Beli Maisa, you won't be Chayiv. But for Chatos purposes, you won't be Chayiv. That's how the Rif read this Gemara. So there were two Girsas here. There was the old Girs was a lot of the guys had shiny. All of these guys, they could have said yes. What do you mean? All the Yeshna be'en. If the first day testifies and I say Afani Kamayu, so we had a Gemara before. Right, when the Edim say the Giduf, so the Mishnah says, when the two or three Edim testify about the Megabe, so you don't require that each one should say over Amar Masha Shemata Befeirish, the whole Giduf. One of them says over the Giduf, and the next one says Afani Kamoy, and the third one says it. There's a third witness says Afani Kamoy. So the Gemara had a comment on that. Here on the bottom of Samach Amud Aleph, the Gemara has the last three lines. Omer Shlokish, Mikir Adin Afani Kamoy was always good in Edis Momen, Edis Nefoshis, it's always good, Mikir Adin Beraisa. You don't require that each shade. See, the din is like this. When we learned the Gemara, we learned it. When you mekabel edus, you have to make a drisha lechakira to make sure that they didn't make up the story together. So first you mekabel edechad, and you ask them 1,000 questions. They ask all the details. Then zeh sheloy b'fnei zeh, you mekabel the second ed. You ask them also 1,000 questions to see to see shtims in it. Then you have a third ed, you mekabel edus again, and then you see everything shtims. There's basically no contradiction, maybe some slight contradiction, but there's no real contradictions. So then you know that you're in business, but you can't give edus nefashas based on edus zeh sheloy b'fnei zeh. The halacha says, in mamonis you can do. The two witnesses in mamonis don't have to testify turkey. They dibur of each other, that's a gemar daf lamed. But in the farshas and malchus, they have to testify turkey, they dibur. So, but they can't testify turkey, they dibur. So how are you going to have drish v'chakiva? So the answer is obvious. First, you mekabel eidecho. It's 1,001 questions. Then mekabel the next eidecho, 1,001 questions. And if everything stims and we have a case, then we... So then we'll discuss it. Then it'll come out that the guy's chai said, hey, but wait a minute, officially we don't have any Kabbalah data. It's going to turn out that he's part of a Misa, part of Malkus Enes. Why do we have to bother the Edom that they should testify all over again? But we're holding by making a Gemar Din. So then we say, okay, you can't make a Gemar Din without an official Kabbalah Seder. So now we tell the two, together, Turkey and Ibra with each other, you give a Haggadah Seder, and you start right after he finishes, you start Turkey and Ibra. So the Gemara says, strictly speaking, the second guy doesn't have to chazer over the whole pizman. We already gave him a whole interrogation, gave him the third degree. Last week, 3 weeks ago, when we started the whole case, we asked him 1,001 questions, we asked him. So now it's just as a formality. So Mikir Adin would really be sufficient if the first guy gives the pizman, I testify, X, Y, Z, the whole thing, and the next guy says, Afani Kamoy. It's only a chumer midirabbanan that normally you don't allow that. You insist the second guy and the third guy shechazer over the whole pizman terke de dibur the first guy. So, but here by chiruf egiduf that they have to stay over the loshen and mar masha shamata beferish before you make a gemar din la'inish misa by the megad. If the edim have to stay over verbatim what they are, so that's a chil Hashem. The second guy should say, and the third guy should say, better enough the first one has to say. So you revert back to the din deraisa, the hocha kevin de layefsho, k'mur rabbonon ad deraisa, you revert back to the din deraisa, it's good enough to say afani kamoy. So that's what the Rif quotes from the Goyim. Shiny hocha hol the yeshlam the end. You could have had the first one could have said the Haggadah Seder, and the second guy could have said, and he didn't move his lips. He can say it, without moving his lips. But who's going to be the first guy? But the first guy has to move his lips. No, but the second guy could have said, the first guy could have been the second, he could have said, aha. So since each one could have said, aha, each one could have violated the Aver without any Amira. So even though he violated the Aver with Hakim Aswasai, for carbon purposes, you're not tied. That's how the Rif quotes the Pshat. So the Ramban quotes the Ravid. The Ravid has Hasogis on the Balamor, that's called Kasav Shon. So the Ramban here often, quotes chunks from the Kos of Shem. A lot of times he doesn't tell you B'Shem Amri. Here he tells he's quoting the right. Very often he just quotes 10 lines. And if you look in the Kos of Shem, it's verbatim. A lot of times Ramban and Chumash also has like that. He quotes chunks from the Ramban, from the Ravid al on the Torah's Kohanim. He doesn't even identify who it is, because I guess everybody knew he's quoting the Ramban. He's quoting the Ramban, he's quoting the Ravid. So here he quotes the Ravid by name. And the Ravid has a fascinating chiddush. He says, not only is aha good by Eidim, that's the Gemara of Samach Amanala, Afani Kamayu, Mikir Adin Deraisa, the first eight says, I got him. The second guy says, aha, Maskim, he says, the same is true regarding all five. The Mesis and Mediach and the Mikala Love of the Imoy and the Novi Asheker. What do you mean the Mesis and Mediach? So the Ravid gives you a scenario. I walk over to the guy and I say, what do you say? Should I worship this Getchkin? And the guy says, uh-huh. So you're called the Mesis Mediach. I walked over to you. You didn't initiate it. You're just masking. Yeah, and chapping. I ask him, do you think I should worship the Avodah Zarah? He says, uh-huh. I say, do you think it has something to it? Uh-huh. I'm doing all the talking. He's just saying, shuckling too? Uh-huh. So he says that the Ravid says, uh-huh. He's called the Mesis Midir. I thought, that's a fantastic chidush. And Mekal Lavi'im also. What do you mean, Mekal Lavi'im? Someone says a Losh, and he says, uh-huh. So that's called Diva. But that's called Mekal Lavi'im. He's basking on someone else's klolot. Someone curses the parent, and Azok, uh-huh, in a way that he's masking. He likes that kalala, uh-huh. So that's called Mekal Lavi'im. But the other guy's Mekal Havera. Someone's cursing someone else's parent. So the one who's doing the cursing is Mekal Lavi'im Yisra, loy Mekal Cheresh. And then the child of the one who's getting cursed is masking by saying, uh-huh, but he didn't initiate the curse. So the Ravid says, uh-huh, that's called Mekal Lavi'im. That I understand. Whoever comes first says it. Whoever comes second says, so you can say, aha. Uh-huh. But to say this N by Mesis and Medea, fantastic Kiddush that he didn't initiate the whole thing, it's called the Mesis and Medea. Very big Kiddush. That's why there was another Girsa. How? And the Oitzer Agonim have long arichas yisera on this. They quote in the Oitzer Agonim, they quote this Ravid from the Kosov Sham also, because he's working on the Goinim, so they quote all the different versions of the Goinim. So that's why the other version was not Holy Eshno Be'en. Yes, Afanikama. Holy Eshno Be'ayo. He could have given the speech using such letters of the alphabet that don't require a movement of the lips. It doesn't have to be aha. He could have given a whole speech like a ventriloquist. It would have been Engbom Eis. So that's it. This is a totally different. This is in Gansen not like Tesis. In Gansen different from Tesis. Not with the Yisra Chaloi. It's not in Gansen a whole different Mahal. That's the Shiloh. Next week I'd like to continue a little more about this. This idea that in Issa Chalois and in Issa Pahula appears in other places as well. So I'd like to expand a little on that theme in the other areas of Halach. In this week's Seder we read about the Akedah, so it's interesting. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Beis HaBchira that the Mokam HaMizbech is Mechuvan B'Yoyser, that you have to build the Mizbech and the Beis HaMikdash in a specific location. So he has two halachas, one after the other. So in one halacha, he writes history. He says, the Makam HaMizbech, that's where Adam Arishan, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Arishan brought a carbon, and Kain Behevel brought the carbonas there, and Noach after the Mabul brought the carbonas there, and the Akedah took place. That's history, that's not halacha. But then, that's the second halacha, in that paragraph. And the first halacha, when the Rambam writes, Makam HaMizbech, Luchum Beyaz, it's halacha. So he says, the halacha is, the Mizbeach has to be in the Mokum of the Akedah. Why does he, in the second halacha he repeats, or the Marishan, Kain Lehevel, Noyach Akedah. In the first halacha says, the halacha requires that it should be where the Akedah was. Why does he say the Akedah is the halacha? Why doesn't he say that? No, the rest is just history. Or the Marishan brought a carbon there, Noyach brought after the Mabul and Kain Lehevel. That's historical, that's not halachically relevant. It's interesting, but it's not halachic. Because the pasuk in today's Sedra says, after the Akedah, Avraham Avinu says, "Vayik Avraham shem makom Hashem yireh, asher yom ayom har Hashem yireh." Very shver pasuk, a very shver pasuk. In fact, in the Likutim, the Sifrei HaLikutim, where they quote things in the name of the Vilna Gaon, they quote it's a very original interpretation, in the name of the Gro, that Avraham Avinu only said Hashem yireh. And the rest is a footnote that was added by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Baruch Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Asher Yoyom HaHayom," that today we call that Bahar Hashem Yeroi. But there are three versions of what the Vilna Gaon said over here. What was the footnote that was added later? "Asher Yoyom HaHayom" was added by Moshe Rabbeinu. That wasn't said by Avraham Avinu. But Rashi does not learn like that. Rashi learns Hashem Yira Asher Yoyom HaHayom Bahar Hashem Yeroi. So Rashi writes on this pasuk. That in the future this should be the Mokum HaMizbeach. Avraham Avinu said he was Kaveya. In the future this should be the Mokum HaMizbeach. And whenever Korbanos will be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, the Ribono Shalom should remember the Zchus HaAkedah. That's why the Rambam writes that that's the din. The fact that Adam Arishan brought there, and Noach brought there, and Kain Hevel brought there, that's historical, that's not halachic. But this pasuk in Chumash, this says the halachic. whenever you bring karbanis on this location in the Beis Hamikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always remember the schus of the Akedah. What exactly is the schus of the Akedah? So we have a pasuk in Kriyas Shema, you have to say Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, you shall love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart. So Rav Chaim Balozhiner has an interesting kasha. I think we may have once spoke about it. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim later in Sanhedrin on Ayin Ches, I think. Ishkiyaki kol nefesh adam most yumas. Let's say somebody shoots, Reuben shoots Shimon, and Shimon is the process of dying. That's what we call a goyses b'diodim. Comes another person and he shoots the victim, the murder victim, and he dies faster. So the shaila is whether the second one who shot him and he hastened to death, is he chayiv for killing a goyses b'diodim? If you kill a goyses b'di shamayim, so you chayiv me. If you kill a goyses b'diodim, that's a machlokes hatanoim. Hiku asura b'nei odom. So the Gemara says the machlekes is, how do you read the pasuk? Ish ki yaki kol nefesh adam. Do you say the top of ayin ches amin aleph? 10 lines from the top. Do you say kol dehu nefesh? Or do you say kol nefesh? If you say you need kol nefesh, the second guy didn't kill kol nefesh. He was 98% dead already. He only has 2%, 99% dead. He has very little life left. But if you say kol dehu nefesh, so the second one killed the kol dehu, says chayiv nis. So, Chaim Balozhiner affect Akasha, if the word kol can possibly mean kol dehu. So, what does it mean in Kriyas Shema? Have to say Hashem Akecha, b'chol levavcha. She loved God with a kol dehu of your heart. Is that a joke? Everybody loves the Baruch Shalom with a kol dehu. A mashu? Okay, we'll give him a shmek tavik. Give the Baruch Shalom a shmek tavik. It doesn't mean b'chol levavcha? With all of your heart? How can it be that one time it says b'chol means b'chol kof? Kol dehu. So Chaim Balozhiner says, no, if you hold like that Tana, kol means kol dehu, means the last kol dehu, not the first kol dehu. So boiled down to the same thing, you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart, with the last kol dehu, everything. So the Shaila says, how does a person love his wife? How do you love your children? How do you love your friend? There's no room to love anybody else if you love God with all of your heart. So the answer is, the Chaim Balozhiner talks about it. A person, if he's married to Yiddish Ishroi, Maito Shiksa, and he loves it, so that's in contradiction, it's in conflict to loving God. But if he's married to Yiddish Ephroi, who raises his children to have a normal Torah home, so that's part of loving God. He loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to get married, wants him to raise children, wants him to give over Torah values to the next generation. So that's part of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what if there's a conflict? What if his wife is not so religious? And his wife, and he loves his wife so much, and he cuts down on his avodas Hashem, or he loves his children and he covers up on them, and he doesn't do 100% what's right out of a love for his children. So then it's in conflict. So then he doesn't. The fact that he loves his children itself is the pegim and the avodas Hashem. You're only permitted to love your children to the extent that it falls under the category of avodas Hashem. But if it's something independent. Let's say a person loves Medinas Yisrael, we all love Medinas Yisrael, but a lot of times there are things going on in Medinas Yisrael against what it says in the Torah. So what do you mean? You're loving some institution other than God that's in conflict with the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you love Medinas Yisrael as part of the Torah, as part of the Tariag Mitzvah, so far, so it's all part of it. You have to ask Hashem Elokeinu. But if they're doing something connected, we love our country in the United States, we love our country of America. It depends if the country is doing good things, so we love our country, and that's part of the Nebuah. Then obviously we have